WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another step in the development of the bio corridor will be announced today. Officials of the A&M system and international pharmaceutical manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline will provide details of an agreement to research, develop, and produce biosecurity vaccines. The work will be done at A&M's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing. Last summer, when the center was dedicated, System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard talked about the multiple partnerships associated with the $285 million federal grant.
Our proposal had 19 institutions that joined together as part of our consortium, including global pharmaceutical companies like GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza, who's based in Switzerland, as well as local companies. We have nonprofit institutions like the Sabin Vaccine Institute in Houston, as well as academic centers. We believe this is the starter set that is necessary to meet the requirements that the government has put forward.
GlaxoSmithKline is one of 19 partners in the A&M vaccine project. A Bryan woman no longer faces a charge of making a bomb threat at Texas State University last fall. A Hayes County Assistant District Attorney told the Austin American-Statesman that there was not sufficient evidence to proceed in the case against 19-year-old Brittany Henderson. An assistant federal prosecutor told the newspaper he thinks Henderson's ex-boyfriend, Darion Kelly, acted alone. Kelly is accused of accessing Henderson's email account and sending bomb threats to Texas State and A&M on consecutive days last October. Henderson's lawyer told the Statesman they plan to meet this week to discuss a possible lawsuit related to the case. And federal authorities believe a suicide on the A&M campus in January was related to blackmail demands from a Louisiana man.
The Houston Chronicle reports Daniel DuPlessis is scheduled to appear in federal court today for arraignment on a charge of extorting money from an A&M professor. We're not releasing the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. DuPlessis is accused of posting nude pictures and videos of an underage female relative online. He kept a list with the names and numbers of men being extorted. According to an FBI affidavit obtained by the Chronicle, the victim confessed to his wife in mid-December he was being blackmailed. The morning of January 8th, authorities say DuPlessis sent a text giving the victim 3 hours to come up with $4,000 or he'd start making calls. An hour later, the victim replied, texting DuPlessis, "Killing myself now, and you'll be prosecuted for blackmail." A minute later, the professor jumped from the top of A&M's Northside parking garage. DuPlessis is in custody after his indictment last week by a federal grand jury in Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station is receiving almost $1.5 million through two federal grants, and David Breyer with Community Development says the city wants citizens' opinions on how to best spend it. Breyer says the city qualified because of its population, and there's actually quite a bit of flexibility for use.
The Community Development Block Grant is a really versatile grant. You can do infrastructure with it, so you can build streets and roads, park projects, and the city has done a lot of those with these funds over the years. We fund public service agencies, and home funds need to be used for housing programs.
Brower says they've published a questionnaire to help determine community needs, and the grants should especially benefit low and moderate income areas. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the survey page. And College Station police report a recent increase in vehicle burglaries. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says thieves aren't having to work very hard since they're finding unlocked vehicles.
Just want to remind everybody this is just a crime that is normally an opportunistic in nature and that can be easily prevented. Vehicles that are left unlocked and have valuables left in plain sight normally are the ones that are targeted.
CSPD offers signs that say lock, take, and hide to business owners to remind customers to protect their valuables. And promoting organic farming in cities is the subject of proposed legislation supported by State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station. Cassell says the idea is to give small producers the same property tax valuation rates as traditional farmers.
You know, when they have a small organic farm inside the city of limits, just say Austin, Texas, Look at the tax evaluation they're having to deal with.
I got you.
And, you know, as all farmers and ranchers are producing more on less, you know, that burden is tough. So it should be a great opportunity for them and keep folks have that option to have a good organic product to enjoy.
Cassell says the proposal would require urban farmers to show they have 5 years of production before that land becomes eligible for the ag valuation rate. And motorists using Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Holloman and Luther will have additional delays today. College Station Police, assisted by the Texas Department of Transportation, will close various lanes starting at 8:45 this morning to continue investigating last Saturday's crash, which killed two and injured five. The accident reconstruction will last between 4 to 5 hours. CSPD reminds all motorists that the Texas Move Over Law requires drivers nearing stopped emergency vehicles with lights activated to either slow down or change lanes. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTOW.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries. Now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
6:12 at WTAW. Let's check your weather forecast. Same song, different verse.
It's going to be cold.
Is it now? It's supposed to be about like it was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Not quite as windy.
Can you just copy and paste from yesterday?
It's in here and it's playing. I just, you know, I thought I had everything set up. Apparently not.
That's, all right, I'll come look at it. In a second.
No. I got it.
There's a dog somewhere that's hearing this weather forecast right now.
Oh my gosh. Well, today's going to be sunny with a high near 60. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 36. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 71.
So it's gonna. Thank you very much. I had that. I was just trying to get the guys from up north to do it.
Oh, you want to? Okay.
No. We're good. I'm just giving you a hard time. All right, it's time for Crazy in Florida.
Yes.
A Florida woman is back behind bars just days after being freed from jail. The New York Post says 28-year-old Michelle Ann just released when she headed to a family party to celebrate. She started slugging grandma with her shoe.
Yikes.
Who hits a man with a shoe?
Not
who
man.
Who hits grandma with a shoe?
Hit grandma with the shoe.
Grief. Shoes are like for roaches and stuff.
She was angry because grandma sold her dog while she was in the pokey. Then she went after grandpa for allowing it. And this is the second time that this has happened for assault that she's going to jail. The reason, the only reason I did the story is not only because it's Florida and we like to make fun of Florida, but it happened in Niceville.
No. Oh. No way.
Not making it up. N-I-C-E-V-I-L-L-E. Niceville, Florida. All right. What do you got for sports? What are we looking at a little bit later on?
Well, we've got unfortunate news. If you haven't, if you DVR'd the women's game last night, here's your spoiler alert.
Three, two, one.
They did not win last night. The Aggies were ousted last night in the second round of the NCAA tournament. So, of course, we've got lots of post-game reaction and stats from that. Baseball and softball is going to be in action tonight. And yeah, it's kind of becoming a recurring theme here. We're watching the Heat. I think everybody around the nation is watching the Miami Heat.
It's getting to the point where I think you're right. I think everybody is.
Love them or hate them, you keep paying attention to that number. So we'll check in and see if the Heat were able to handle the Magic last night. So that's all coming up in sports.
Mine would be the latter.
Which?
Hate them.
Oh, you hate them? Yeah.
Not a big fan. We'll cover that for you about 6:50 this morning, and we'll get your birthdays and what's going on today coming up next.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Birthday time, and today, as a matter of fact, is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. Make Up Your Own Holiday
Day. Go home and go back to bed day? That's what I would like
You would like to make that your holiday, you're more than welcome to, because it's Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Excellent.
National Spinach Day. Legal Assistance Day. And the American with Diabetes Association Alert Day. Birthdays?
I was going to say, you know, I was brainwashed back when I was a kid. My mom used to make me watch a lot of Popeye because he promoted so much spinach. National Spinach Day. There you go. So congratulations, Popeye. Birthdays. One lovely actress, Keira Knightley. She's turning 28 today.
You're married and she may be listening. Moving on.
She's turning 28 and she, of course, is from fame of Pirates of the Caribbean and Love Actually. Kenny Chesney. I should have had a Kenny Chesney song queued up. He turns 45 today. John Stockton, of course, of Utah Jazz and a man known for his shorty shorts.
You're absolutely right.
Good night.
He turns 51.
Well, when everybody else was going to those long ones, because Jordan did it, he stayed where it was in the mid-thigh and looked like about 1955.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And yeah, you're right. I think he was one of the final guys that still was wearing those back in the 90s. He turns 51. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, she's turning 53.
Who doesn't look like Jennifer Grey anymore.
She does not?
No.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off as well.
She's had so much facial work done. I saw they were doing Ferris Bueller's Day Off on the Biography Channel, where they take like one movie and go all the way through it.
Right.
And she doesn't look like herself at all. I'm not even kind of.
Just from the nose job and everything?
Everything.
Do you think that plastic surgery is kind of addictive like tattoos are? Or once you get one, you're like, meh.
Well, but it depends. Because, you know, I've got two tattoos. I wouldn't mind another.
I thought you were going to say you'd had plastic surgery.
No. But I'm not jonesing for it. It's not like I got to go get this done. So I don't think so. Who else we got?
We got Marcus Allen, a legendary running back, 53. He's from the Raiders and, of course, the Chiefs. Lisa Gibbons, she's 56. Martin Short, he came here once. He did a show here.
And was it funny?
I remember that was...
that's a shame.
It was one of the quietest I've ever heard Reed Arena ever. It was pretty rough. He's turning 63 today. Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family, she's turning 64.
And Carol got her start on the Carol Burnett Show at 20.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, Carol Burnett, speaking of another person that came here recently, I saw her show and she talked about how she found Vicki Lawrence.
There you go.
Steven Tyler. Everybody knows Steven Tyler, of course, for his pipes. He's 65, but of course...
Yeah, that's why they know him.
Yeah, of course, some people that are maybe of the younger crowd out there might know him as that judge on American Idol.
Yeah, he's...
I was going to think the big-lipped father of Liv Tyler.
That, too.
There you go.
You take a hot dog bun and put it on your face. That's what, you know, when you're a kid, Tyler.
That was just you.
Wow.
We didn't do that.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I can get it back together. Nancy Pelosi, how old do you think she is? This one surprised me when I read this.
62.
Way off. You have a guess, Kat?
57.
Way off. 73.
Wow.
Nancy Pelosi.
She's had work done, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's got a little.
She sees Jennifer Gray's guy.
Yeah, she may be the guy. Yeah, exactly. 73 today. Of course, that's the Speaker of the House if you don't know who Nancy Pelosi is. Diana Ross, she's turning 69. Bob Woodard, 70 today. James Caan, 73. Alan Arkin, here's another one that surprised me, 79.
No kidding.
Yes.
Very 79. Cool.
Leonard Nimoy. Are you a Star Trek fan over there?
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yeah. Guess how old Spock...
74?
82.
Oh, wow.
He's aged pretty well.
No, 82. Yeah, no kidding.
And Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman on the Supreme Court bench. She is 83 today and looks not an age over 81.
That was wrong.
Sorry.
Funny, but wrong.
Sorry.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Dow Jones Report coming up for us next.
Children and youth were important in the ministry of Jesus Christ. He saw them as an essential part of the kingdom of God, from whom we have much to learn. At A&M United Methodist Church, we share Christ's love for children. We invite you to come to Southwood Valley Pavilion Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for our Easter egg hunt. And then join us on Easter Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for a youth-led sunrise service, followed by a free pancake breakfast. We hope you'll celebrate Easter with us at A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
The 21st annual Brazos Valley Friends of the NRA Banquet is Friday, April 5th at the Brazos Center. Doors open at 5:30. Join hundreds of fellow shooting enthusiasts in an evening filled with auctions, the Big 12 gun raffle, and an outstanding steak dinner. Advance tickets are required, so call 776-8635 or visit bvfnra.org. Buy your tickets early, as this will be a sellout event. It's the 21st annual Brazos Valley Friends of the NRA Banquet, Friday, April 5th at 5:30. Visit bvfnra.org today.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
What does the future hold for Dell? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A bidding war is taking shape for Dell, and a buyout offer from Blackstone Group is gaining some traction. A special committee of Dell directors says the Blackstone proposal could potentially be superior to the deal with Michael Dell and his backers. Control of Hulu could change hands. The online video site has held discussions with several potential buyers. The financial services firm Guggenheim Partners is among the parties interested. Boeing conducted a test flight on a Dreamliner jet yesterday. It was the first in a series of flights to evaluate changes to the lithium-ion battery systems on the planes. All existing Dreamliners have been grounded since January because of battery problems. General Motors will try again to make its Buick cars cool. New versions of the Buick Regal and LaCrosse will be unveiled today as GM prepares for the New York Auto Show. The vehicles are designed to appeal to younger drivers. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barky?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at 1-800-SLEEP-LQ.
WTAW with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It's 6:24. Let's check your weather forecast.
We still have an area of high pressure sitting over the state this morning. The system's going to be responsible for abundant sunshine today. It does stay cool, highs only near 60. It's clear tonight, cool once again, though not as cool as last night, low of 40 overnight. Sun for tomorrow, we start to warm up, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Increasingly cloudy during the day on Thursday, highs will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the forecast brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town and they're offered information on businesses, get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. Coming up in just a second, we're going to get you updated with something you should know on WTAW.
Most of your brain is busy doing things you are not aware of, which can affect the things you are aware of in interesting ways. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, accounts in collection, and or medical bills, you've probably thought about calling one of those companies that promises to get you out of debt. But can you trust them? Can they really help you? At Family Financial, a nonprofit organization, for over 18 years, we have helped thousands of people regain control of their credit card debt. And listen to this. Our number one source of new clients is referrals from our existing clients. Why? Because our clients are already receiving the benefits and they know their friends and family can trust our services. If you believe it's time for you to regain control of your debt too, call Family Financial at 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. We'll establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, and stop those annoying collection calls. Why delay any longer? Call Family Financial now, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173.
Your unconscious mind is very busy.
About 95% of the energy that your brain uses goes toward unconscious processes, and the conscious processes only take up about 5% of your brain. So the unconscious is really what runs your body.
Leonard Mlodinow, author of the book Subliminal.
Everything from your heart beating to the way you get startled when there's a loud noise to an impulse you have, let's say, to buy a certain candy bar or when you're buying a French wine versus a German wine. All these are influenced by unconscious processes that happen.
In fact, an interesting study to illustrate this took place in England,
where there was a grocery store that allowed researchers to play soft music in the background in their wine aisle, and they played on alternate days German and French music. And when they played the German music, two-thirds of the wine bought was German, and when they played the French music, two-thirds of the wine bought was French. And everyone either didn't remember hearing any music or denied that the music had any effect on their decision, but obviously it did. This is your unconscious mind at work.
What's interesting about these unconscious influences, says Leonard,
ceases to be effective when you're aware of it. So one way to overcome these things is to just be aware of them. So you still have those feelings that they create, even if you're aware of it, but then you know that it's happening and you can overcome it.
Tomorrow, how touching affects your unconscious mind. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Introducing Blazer, the termite-detecting dog.
Hi, I'm Blazer, the termite hunter. You can't see termites through walls, but I can. Termites may be in your walls before you humans see them, slowly destroying your house. Save 20% now when you call EcoZap. And as for Blazer, that's me, the dog that does it all.
EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20% on any termite or pest treatment. 100% Aggie-owned and operated. Log on to eco-zap.com today and save 20% on any termite or pest treatment.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kyra's Truck Center can help you spend a lot less time with your yard and a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David, inviting you to take a look at our zero-turn riding mowers from Hustler, Cub Cadet, and Ferris. We have great deals right now on these state-of-the-art mowers combined with the personal service you've come to expect from our staff. Whether you're mowing your backyard or the back 40, we'll make your job as close to easy as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus, get what you need.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Do you have a caring spirit and enjoy helping others? Comfort Keepers is now hiring full and part-time caregivers.
From companionship to helping around the house, meal preparation to personal care, you can work one-on-one with individuals who are in need of support. Whether full-time, part-time, or live-in, caregiver positions meet the needs of our clients and our caregivers. Do you think you'd like to be a comfort keeper? Download an application at seniorcarecollegestation.com or call our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a comfort keeper.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This morning, College Station police will return to the scene of last Saturday's crash that killed two and injured five. An accident reconstruction will take place on Harvey Mitchell between Holloman and Luther starting at 8:45. CSPD reminds drivers to slow down or pull over.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
CSPD reminds drivers to slow down or pull over through the area and to expect longer delays than usual. The Texas Department of Transportation will be assisting police in the reconstruction, which could last until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Last summer, the A&M system dedicated the first of several buildings associated with the production of vaccines and other pharmaceutical products as part of a $285 million federal grant. Today in Austin, details will be released on an agreement with drug manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline. System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard talked about the public-private partnership during last summer's dedication.
Let's put it this way. The government and Texas A&M are really in a partnership. We both need each other to solve the problems, and this is a problem-solving endeavor. These are not minimal problems. These are big, important problems for the country, and we are going to bring everybody to the table that we can to solve the problems and protect public health.
GlaxoSmithKline is among 19 partners at A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. That's where biosecurity vaccines will be researched, developed, and produced. A Louisiana man is scheduled to appear today in federal court on an extortion charge related to a suicide on the A&M campus.
The morning of January 8th, a professor jumped from the top of A&M's Northside parking garage. We're not releasing the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. An FBI affidavit obtained by the Houston Chronicle shows university police finding text messages and emails between the accused, Daniel Duplessis, and the victim. Investigators say Duplessis blackmailed men who went to his website to see nude photos and videos of an underage female relative. Duplessis, who wanted $5,000, received prepaid credit cards for $1,000. The suicide took place an hour after Duplessis sent a text message giving the victim 3 hours to come up with the remainder of the money. DuPlay Sears in custody after being indicted by a federal grand jury in Houston last week. The FBI affidavit also stated the victim confessed to his wife about the circumstances under which he was being blackmailed in mid-December, or about 3 weeks before his death. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former Texas State University student from Bryan no longer faces a charge of sending a bomb threat to the San Marcos school. The Austin American-Statesman reported 19-year-old Brittany Henderson spent more than a month in jail after a federal criminal complaint accused her ex-boyfriend of using her email account to send threats to Texas State and A&M on consecutive days last October. Henderson's lawyer says they plan to meet this week to discuss whether to pursue a lawsuit over her arrest. A Hayes County assistant district attorney said they could not prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. The ex-boyfriend, Darian Kelly, faces up to 10 years in federal prison. And the pace of business at the Texas legislature doesn't appear to be letting up.
It's kind of unusual, they tell me around here, but I'm glad that we're, you know, got our nose down and we're working hard.
State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station says this week's schedule includes possible action on future water projects.
Chairman Ritter's got HB4 coming to us, and you know that talks about SWIFT, or that revolving fund for the state water projects. I think we've alluded to that over the last few weeks,
right,
and some
right.
of the projects in our area. Okay. But you know, I was a co-author on that bill, and I'm looking forward to advancing those water projects.
Also in the near future, the Texas House Environmental Regulations Committee, which Cassell is a member of, will take up the future of the troubled state agency that provides hurricane insurance coverage to homeowners along the Gulf Coast. How would you spend $1.3 million of federal grants to improve College Station? David Brower with Community Development says he values public input, but also wants to make sure citizens understand how the grants work.
I think people are sort of misinformed that these programs are giveaway programs, or that these programs don't require any responsibility on the part of the people taking advantage of the programs. In reality, all of our programs, except for an emergency repair program that's capped at $5,000, all of our other programs are loan programs, so it's people qualifying for a loan.
Brower says recipients must meet credit requirements, and they partner with the city to improve or purchase a home. There's a link to the city's grant information page on our website at WTAW.com. And a recent increase in vehicle burglaries has College Station police reminding motorists to protect their valuables. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says they offer signs for business owners to display in parking lots.
We have signs around the city that say log, take, and hide. You may have seen these. These signs serve as a reminder to the citizens to lock your car, take your keys, and hide your belongings.
Logan says most thieves hit unlocked vehicles. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Right now, BMW's having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit LionHomeProducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, HomeProducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, 640 now, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's do some weather.
High pressure remains over the state of Texas this morning. Some more sunshine today, but it does stay cool. Temperatures close to 60 later this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low falling back to around 40. Tomorrow we do start to warm up. The high pressure system will shift off to our east. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, 65 to 70. During Thursday, clouds will be on the increase and highs will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 37 at WTAW, and due to some technical difficulties earlier, operator error, I freely admit that. Let's check in with Sean Hannity.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I mean, we're going to have government bureaucrats. We're going to have to take certain vitamins. Are we going to have to check in and get our vitamin dispensed to us every day? Are we going to be threatened with jail time if we don't go for regular medical checkups? Are we going to get fines if we don't work out 5 days a week? We all know exercise is good for us. If that's the case, then why on earth shouldn't the government determine an exercise regimen for every man, woman, and child? I'm actually afraid that Mayor Bloomberg may hear these things and decide to act on them. As I was thinking about this, if the argument is that government knows best, government then has a moral duty to infringe on our freedoms. And as Bloomberg said, oh, there are times we should infringe on your freedom. Wow, that's a pretty bold statement. What's to keep the government from acting in every other area of our life?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 643 now with the Infomaniacs. Les Scott, who is actually vacationing and sitting in for me, who would normally be doing sports. It's Jordan Meserol. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
What's coming up with sports? Wait,
listen to this.
Sorry, we were a little short tonight on how we played the game. I know.
He's sorry. Starts out with an apology. So that's Coach Gary Blair. And if you can use your context clues, it obviously did not go quite as well for the Texas A&M women's basketball team last night as they'd hoped. So we're going to talk about all that and some stats and post-game quotes. We also got to talk about a little A&M football. They're about halfway through their spring practices. And we'll talk Aggie baseball and softball is in action tonight. Lots more to talk about as well coming up in just about 10 minutes.
It's the only home game this week for A&M, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that is correct.
We got some interesting stuff. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Obamacare online applications are now drawing the ire of the grand old party because within the 61-page Obamacare application, I said 61. Remember, this was going to be easier and cheaper. 61 pages. On page 59, would you like to register to vote?
What?
I'm not making it up. Louisiana Congressman Charles Botsny, I hope I'm saying that right, is questioning that, thinking because of such a push from the Democratic Party, they're thinking that Democrats will sign up for Obamacare and then register to vote. He wrote a letter to the Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius. The draft documents wander into areas outside the department's purview, which I found rather interesting. Makes you wonder a little bit, doesn't it?
Makes you go, hmm?
Thanks, Arsenio.
Yeah, no problem.
That's just really bad. let me see. President scored some big points with environmentalists. He designated land in five states to be new national monuments, bypassing Congress, using the power of the pen.
Does it list which sites are going to be?
Monuments commemorate Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad in Maryland, San Juan Island in Washington, the leader of the Buffalo Soldiers in Ohio, as well as two other protected sites in Delaware and Pennsylvania.
So, now, normally, does he have to get... Is it just more one of those pleasantries if he sends it through Congress, or... You say he
on one of those more often than not, if I'm not mistaken, that would be one that, you know, a presidential edict, as it were, might do the trick.
Gotcha. Okay.
But my guess is because everything he's done lately has been with the presidential pen, it's drawing the ire of the grand old party yet again.
Yes.
One other thing, when we were talking about Nancy Pelosi's birthday, mm-hmm. I think we said speaker and it's former speaker.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. I forgot. Yeah.
That's okay. I missed it, too. Someone called and reminded us, and we appreciate that very much. And this may be my new favorite thing ever. In the history of good ideas, this may be the best one. Forcing Congress to wear NASCAR-style coveralls, or in this case, suit jackets, with the logos of their financial backers.
Oh.
Now, there is an official White House petition. Now, if you have seen this, you can go online and try and get them to start a petition. If they get so many responses on the petition, then President Obama will actually address the petition. But in the posting, since most politicians' campaigns are largely funded by wealthy companies and individuals, it would give voters a better sense of who the candidate they are voting for is actually representing if the company logo or individual's name was prominently displayed upon the candidate's clothing.
Huh.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, except for maybe, like, you know, if Bob Dole's walking around sporting that Viagra jacket or something like that. Then I might be like,
well, my thought, though, is it would make political speeches even longer, because if you've ever watched a sporting event that has sponsors like that, we'd like to thank the Geico, Chevrolet, on and on and on and on, sponsor after sponsor after sponsor for putting together such a great car.
Right.
It would be the same thing, but he would have to then say, and Congressman Bill Smith did a great job with the Geico independent Chevrolet putting the bill together.
This sequester brought to you by.
Exactly. Exactly. The government spent nearly $3.7 million on ex-presidents in 2012. Did you know?
No, I did not.
I didn't know either.
Because once you leave the White House, the government spends nearly $3.7 million on
security
and the like, and travel expenses as well.
Huh.
Which kind of surprised me a little bit. Joe Biden's hotel, speaking of costs a lot. One night stay when he was in Paris, $585,000.
What?
Wah, wah, wah.
I have no idea.
Did he, like, damage the room? Did he have, like, a rock star party in there?
Per a contract awarded to the Hotel International Palace Le Grand, which hosts Biden's one-night stay during a diplomatic trip to Europe in February, despite the eye-popping figure, administration officials swear Biden didn't ransack the minibar.
Gosh.
They went to where I went.
Exactly. Exactly. I just couldn't believe that.
So I'm guessing maybe just that bill includes all the Secret Service, or was that just Biden's own room?
Contract costs cover the entire range of support, including accommodations for the military, communications, Secret Service staff, and other support professionals. Security experts are also required to travel in advance for the president and vice president when they stay. A second contract shows Biden stay in London, a comparative bargain, at only $459,338.65.
You mean to tell me every time that man leaves, it's costing us $400,000?
For a night.
Man. I mean,
we can't open the White House.
I get in trouble when I go out of town with my friends and I have a $100 hotel room or anything like that. I come back and...
Tell me.
Yeah, I know.
It is at 6:49 now on WTAW. We'll check your sports in just a minute. Right now, this from our friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 30th, learn about organic gardening. It's gaining in popularity and there's lots of products and information available. Come find out about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
So you've been given the job of drawing up Texas Perfect Turf Grass. You're at the drafting table and all your options are spread out before you. What are the elements you'd want to include and which of our current grasses comes closest to matching up with all of them? I'll be back with details after this message. We've just reprinted a limited number of my posters. This offer has been so popular. It's a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for the great state of Texas. We're in our 27th year with the magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. The posters are 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock in full color. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. It's a very large chart filled with information. 120 best perennials, 100 best annuals for Texas landscapes, and all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. That's 120 varieties of crepe myrtles. All four posters, normally $10 each and $2 postage. That's $48. The total value, $71.95 for $34 plus $3 postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Any grass you're going to use as a lawn needs to look great. It also needs to stand traffic. Good turf is resistant to insects and diseases, and it's at home in a wide variety of soils and climates. A few of our current grasses fall by the wayside on each one of those. Some even suffer multiple pest problems. Your lawn should be easy to establish, relatively quick to cover without being invasive, and if it doesn't cost too much, that's even better. Having established those criteria, I have to tell you, there is no A-plus grass in Texas. We have a lot of A-minus grasses. We have warm season and cool season grasses. We're coming into the time to plant warm season grasses. Bermuda is the most popular. It's fine textured, inexpensive, drought tolerant. It covers quickly. It's relatively pest-free with good dark green color and good traffic resistance, but it's invasive and difficult to remove. It doesn't tolerate the shade at all well, and it turns kind of a dull green in late summer. Hybrid Bermudas are the ultimate in picture-perfect turf. They're dwarf, fine-textured, good color, resistant to traffic, and relatively pest-free. But they're high-maintenance and expensive to keep because of low mowing heights and frequent mowing. And also, the hybrid Bermudas are invasive. St. Augustine is, I think, our best type of grass for the shade. It tolerates as little as 4 to 5 hours of direct sunlight daily and still holds its own, but it is winter tender in the northern third of the state, and it really comes with a lot of baggage. A lot of insects and diseases seem to revel in St. Augustine. Fescue is the only permanent cool season turf, and it's really best adapted to northwest Texas, where nights are cool even in the summertime. For most of the rest of the state, it's not well adapted. It's planted in September, unlike all the other grasses we're talking about. Zoysia has come in several different varieties. Jammer and Palisades are two of the best. They're fairly shade-tolerant, moderate in texture. They give good, dense turf. They're kind of slow to cover and expensive to buy. But the Zoysias may represent the coming future of some of our best grasses. And finally, buffalo grass is the only turf grass that is native to the North American continent. Kentucky bluegrass, I might remind you, comes from Europe. assets of buffalo grass. It's drought tolerant. It's dense. It's not as crisp looking as many other grasses, and it's easily invaded by Bermuda or St. Augustine. You want prairie or 609? It can be sodded or plugged, but it's comparatively expensive. It's intolerant of shade. That's buffalo grass. I'm Neil Sperry, and our next Plant Talk Texas, continuity in landscaping. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol, and it is 6:54, and a time for a look at your sports here on 1620 WTAW, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. There were high hopes for the Texas A&M women's basketball team, but the Nebraska Cornhuskers had a different plan for the Aggies last night at Reed Arena. The Cornhuskers' Lindsey Moore scored 20 points and added another 10 assists in helping upend the third-ranked Aggies, 74-63.
Sorry, we were a little short tonight on how we played the game. I know we can do better, but I'm not sure if Nebraska can play any better than they did. They were magnificent. When you look at the stats and knowing they shot 45%, 8 out of 19 from the 3, 14 out of 15 from that, and out-rebound us by 12, and really only had 4 turnovers until the very end, it's hard to beat a team that was playing that well. Our crowd kept trying to get us back in it.
That's A&M's head coach Gary Blair after the game. Nebraska had as much as a 16-point lead at one point during the game, but a late push by A&M, including a 13-4 run, pulled the Aggies back within 7 points about midway through the second half. But as Coach Blair just mentioned, a few turnovers from the Aggies and strong play by Nebraska's Moore and Jordan Hooper later in that half was able to allow the Cornhuskers to put A&M in the rearview mirror and grab the win.
You know, every time we kind of mustered up a run and got the crowd into it, they hit a big shot. But that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, they're an experienced team. Their two best players are upperclassmen. So they made the stops that they needed to do. They made the stops. They made the shots. And, you know, every time we got a little life, they did a really good job of just hitting the big shot and not hanging their heads and continuing to play.
That's A&M's Kelsey Bone. A&M's leading scorer on the night was Adrian Pratcher, who had 17 points, and Bone added another 13. It was A&M's first home loss in the NCAA tournament play, and this will be just the second time in Nebraska school history that they have reached the Sweet 16. It's about halfway point for spring practices for the A&M football team, and head coach Kevin Sumlin likes the improvements he's seeing, especially from the defensive players.
You got some guys out there playing who haven't played significant minutes that were in some critical roles, you know, they have to understand it's one thing that you to watch other people play, and when you're put in that position and you have to make decisions and play football, there's a certain tempo and a speed you have to play with, and we actually made some strides from an effort standpoint, particularly defensively, from the first week of practice. So there were some good things. I think, you know, what we need to do is continue that effort and then and look for some consistency out of our players who've been in those roles and some consistent good play.
They had practice number 7 yesterday and only have 8 left, including today. If you're looking for some action on the diamond tonight, you can catch 2 of the A&M teams at home. The baseball team will be facing off against UT Arlington, broadcast right here on 1620 WTAW, set for 6:35. And the 4th-ranked Texas A&M softball team will be set to face off against Texas State at 6:30. And that's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Jordan Meserol here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
It's a great time to live and work and shop. in Bryan College Station. This is Paul Atkinson with Atkinson Toyota. In addition to buying a vehicle local, when you have it serviced locally or buy the parts locally, the tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley. The money helps fund our cities so they can provide the services that make this a great place to live and to raise a family. Atkinson Toyota, along with Bryan Broadcasting, remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point...